Senate, please come to order. Would members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 19 members present. Senator Halford is absent.
Coming. If everyone would please stand, our chaplain is Envoy Chris Craig Fanning of the Salvation Army.
Let us pray. Father, we enter your presence this morning and remind us that we are but your instruments on this earth. Reveal your presence to those present today in a new and exciting way, reassuring them that they are your workmen that needeth not to be ashamed. Grant to those who are elected to govern the desire to protect those who cannot protect themselves. We also ask that you will bless and use those who work in their offices. Grant to them a steadfast spirit and a sensitive heart to those issues that will affect your people that call Alaska home. Hear our prayer, Father. Amen.
Amen. Senator Green, would you please lead the pledge?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 45th legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. Do we have guests for introduction this morning? Senator?
Thank you, Madam President. I have a friend and a constituent visiting Juneau today. I'd like to introduce her. People of Fairbanks, we know her as Fran at the LIO, but her real name is Fran Zarling. This is her first trip to Juneau and her first trip to the legislature. So if the body would please help me welcome Ms. Fran Zarling.
Senator Adams.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to introduce one of my staff members who's one of my researchers. If you'll help me welcome Jennifer Bendergraf, please.
Don't feel bad. Further introductions, Senator Mackey?
I have a constituent in the Ziegler Gallery, Jake Ketcher. He's from Kodiak, and he's an assistant public defender working in the department in Kodiak. If you'd welcome him to Juneau.
Further introductions. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Madam President.
Messages from the House.
The House has passed and returned Senate Bill number 166 relating to amendment and revocation of spouses' community property agreements and CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 186 finance related to a University of Alaska post-secondary education savings program. These bills have been referred for enrollment. Message dated February 23rd. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill number 67, Judiciary amended by the House Judiciary Committee, an act relating to release of certain persons alleged to have committed certain sexual offenses.
Judiciary.
CS for House Bill number 230, Finance by the House Finance Committee, an act permitting certain dispatchers in police or fire departments or for the state troopers to convert their credited service under the Public Employees Retirement System to credited service as peace officers and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
CS for House Bill number 340, Community and Regional Affairs by the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to designating the Ketchikan Indian Corporation as a regional housing authority and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Madam President.
Do we have communications?
The following reports are on file in the Office of the Secretary. Alaska Marine Highway Investment Earnings Report for the Vessel Replacement Fund and the System Fund from Wilson Condom, Commissioner, Department of Revenue. Alaska Public Debt 1999 to 2000 from Wilson Condom, Commissioner, Department of Revenue. And those are all the communications this morning.
We have standing committee reports.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 256 relating to regulation of managed health care. Recommends a Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute with a new title, signing signing no recommendation, Senator Miller, Chair, Senators Wilkin and Elton, signing due pass, Senator Pete Kelly, fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 256 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 268 relating to mandatory 99-year terms of imprisonment for persons convicted of certain murders. Signing due pass, Senator Taylor's Chair, Senators Halford and Donnelly. Zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 268 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 176 permitting a physical fitness facility or gymnasium to limit public accommodation to only males or only females. Recommends a Rules Committee substitute. Signing for placement on the calendar, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller and Lehman. Signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 194 relating to Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve and CS for House Concurrent Resolution number 9, Resources Amended, related to Take a Young Person Hunting Week. Recommends calendar. Signing for placement on the calendar, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller and Lehman. Signing under other recommendation, Senator Ellis. These bills and resolutions appear on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Do we have special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Do we have Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Senate bills?
There are no Senate bills for introduction.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 194 by Senator Mackey, an act relating to the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. The Resources Committee considered the bill, recommends a Resources Committee substitute, signing due pass, Senator Halford, Chair, Senators Green, Farnell, Mackey, Lincoln, and Pete Kelly. Zero fiscal note attached. The Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Lehman and Miller, signing under other recommendations, Senator Ellis. There is a Resources Committee substitute.
Senator Halford, Resources substitute, please.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Resources Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 194 has been adopted.
CS for Senate Bill number 194, Resources, an act relating to the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve.
Senator Mackey.
Yes, please.
Senate will stand at 8. Would the Senate please come back to order?
I have no amendments.
We have adopted the Resources Committee substitute for Senate Bill 194. We're in second reading. Madam Secretary, do you have any amendments?
I have no amendments.
But you have read the bill in second reading?
Yes.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that CS for SB 194 Resources be considered in gross advance, third reading, and placed in final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 194 Resources, an act relating to the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve.
Is there debate? Senator Taylor.
Thank you. I'm supporting this legislation today, and the reason I am is that a sad mistake was made years ago in the creation of the Eagle Preserve, in that we drew the boundaries, and those boundaries were apparently improperly surveyed as far as this one individual's lot is concerned. So it's a very small item, and we need to take care of that problem. The only reason I rise today is that all of the lands that you're talking about within that area were selected at statehood and by the Mental Health Trust, who selected those lands initially for the sole purpose of utilizing them for their timbering values so that those monies could flow into the registry of this state and be used for the benefit of mentally handicapped people and children throughout this state. That's the reason that area was selected and taken out of the federal domain in the first instance. It, of course, happens to be one of the most unique sites for, I'm trying to think of the name of the word, but for birds of prey to gather, and those are bald eagles. It has the largest concentration of bald eagles in the world during the winter months as they gather on the Chilkat River, which has warm hot springs within it, and that's why it doesn't freeze up in the wintertime. It has some unique salmon runs that come late in the winter or fall that provide the eagles with good feed. So eagles from all over southeast Alaska congregate there each year, and it's really quite a wonderful sight. But the mere fact that they do congregate there was absolutely no reason for this state to have ever taken in the vast acreage that we did and set it aside for that purpose. The eagles will congregate there forever, whether or not there's someone there or not. In fact, I've been there many times and watched them sitting on telephone poles and other human objects. They're a very compatible animal with man, or bird, I should say, with man. They get along with us just fine. as we all know who live in areas that have lots of bald eagles. Sadly, the Mental Health Trust, which has to be funded through this legislature and subsidized because the 1 million acres that they received at statehood, about 50% of that, ballpark 50%, has been designated by this legislature for, quote, other uses. Well, as it sits there as an eagle preserve and can have no other use, the mental health community is denied the revenues that should have been coming forth off of that. The community of Haines had relied upon that forest, it's called the Haines State Forest, for the use of mills and year-round resource extraction jobs within the Haines community. That mill went broke. It was then purchased a couple different times, once with state funds, I might add, where we, the state of Alaska, lost several millions of dollars in trying to finance that project because, though it was sitting in the middle of the Haines State Forest, they were having to tow logs over 150 miles all the way up Lynn Canal to get logs to their mill. So that mill went broke also, and we, the state of Alaska, lost money. I only give you this history because in reflecting upon what is now called the Eagle Preserve, which used to be the Haines State Forest and used to be an asset to provide resources to mental health patients in this state, it's this legislature that made a policy call. I think we should revisit that, and I think we should take a serious look at what acreage is truly necessary to preserve and enhance bald eagles and what of the remaining acreage might be utilized by that community for its economic survival and future growth and might be utilized by both the state and those recipients of mental health care and benefits in this state who I think truly deserve the opportunity to utilize some of those lands, not all of them, but at least some of them. And I would encourage the sponsor, as it's within his district, to review that with this body and give the Resource Committee an opportunity to expand further on what I think today is a very good idea.
Further debate on the bill. You ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 194 resources pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Will the secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The secretary please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Bill 194 resources has passed the Senate. The vote was 20 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 176, an act permitting a physical fitness facility or gymnasium to limit public accommodation to only males or only females. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Tim Kelly.
I ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Hearing no objection, the Rules CS for Senate Bill 176 has been adopted.
CS for Senate Bill number 176, Rules, an act permitting a physical fitness facility to limit public accommodation to only males or only females.
Madam Secretary, do you have any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Mack.
I ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 176, Rules, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed in final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 176, Rules, an act permitting a physical fitness facility to limit public accommodation to only males or only females.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? The press is disappointed. Question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 176, Rules, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Will the secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Bill 176 Rules has passed the Senate. The vote was 17 yeas and 3 nays. Madam Secretary, do you have citations? Oh, I'm sorry. Another resolution.
CS. CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 9, Resources Amended, relating to Take a Young Person Hunting Week. Resources Committee considered the resolution, signing due pass Senator Halford, Chair, Senators Taylor, Pete Kelly, and Green, signing amend Senator Lincoln, zero fiscal note attached. The Rules Committee considered the resolution, recommended calendar, signing the report Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller and Lehman, signing under other recommendations Senator Ellis. I have amendment number 1 by Senator Lincoln, page 2, line 9.
Senator Lincoln.
I move amendment number 1.
There is objection. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you. Madam President, if you look at amendment number 1, it adds after, on page 2, line 9, after hunting, by those who choose to hunt. Madam President, I come from a long line of hunters and fishers, and I know how important it is to teach children gun safety and how to hunt, when to hunt. The idea that you hunt for food and you don't just go out there to kill an animal just for the sake of shooting it. And so I'm not opposed to teaching young people the long heritage that we have had in hunting and safety of use of the weapon. But what I guess what struck me in the committee that heard this resolution was the idea that we have now 10% of young people actually hunting. I'm not bothered by the percentage of young people who are hunting as I am by those of just saying that we need to get them out to hunt, whether they really have that desire to or not, just to kill an animal. I again stress to you that I go out hunting. I've taught my children how to hunt. I take the children in Rampart out to hunt for birds, and that I talk to them about the safety of guns when we're walking or if we're riding, if we're in a boat or if we're on a four-wheeler. I talk to them about how to care for that animal and prepare it once it is shot. We talk about using every part of that animal. So in looking at the resolution and the proclamation, which is in the packet by the governor, and the difference between that proclamation and the resolution was the governor said decisions when choosing to hunt, and I thought that was an important distinction. So throughout the resolution, I looked for that and could not find it, and decided that it doesn't do anything negatively to the resolution by adding it on the further resolved that the urging of schools or community groups when they take the children out to hunt, it will be by those who choose to hunt. And with that, Madam Chair, I hope that there is support for the amendment.
Is there a debate on the amendment? Senator Green.
Madam Chairman, as we discussed in this issue in Senate Resources, the language included is certainly just one of is that of encouragement, and is to bring attention to the fact that our youngsters and our children need to be instructed very well and to have the security that they're being taught by an adult. And in no way is there any coercion or any insinuation that anyone would be forced to learn to hunt or to be exposed to hunting. And so I would recommend that we not support the amendment.
Senator Taylor.
I had a question for the maker of the amendment. The choice apparently would be the choice of the child. At least that's the way it would seem. So if you had a family, you had four kids, and one of the four kids said, I really don't want to go today. I want to play video games. Then you would be encouraged not to take that child, even though it's kind of a family event. If somebody took a child that didn't want to go, would that be kind of child abuse? I don't understand who chooses here and who makes the decision about whether or not we're trying to encourage adults to ask kids and to take kids with them. It's like take a boy or a girl fishing, only if they choose to. I'm confused.
Senator Lincoln.
Madam President, the intent here was, by adding that language, that it is a partnership between the parent or the adult and the child. I would hope that when we're saying that we urge the schools or community groups, if the parent or the child, if somebody is 13 years old and says that I don't want to participate, that we're not dragging this child to participate in the hunting activities.
Is there further debate on amendment number one? Are you ready for the question? Shall amendment number one be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted? Secretary lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Amendment number one has failed. The vote was 7 yeas and 13 nays. Madam Secretary, do you have further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
We are in second reading, final passage before us on committee substitutes, House Concurrent Resolution 9, Resources. It was not amended. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. As amended by the House. Is there further debate on the resolution, or is there debate on the resolution itself? Are we ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute House Concurrent Resolution 9, Resources amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute House Concurrent Resolution 9, Resources amended, has passed the Senate. The vote was 18 yeas and 2 nays. Senator Lincoln.
I give notice of reconsideration on CSHCR 9.
Notice of reconsideration has been given. Madam Secretary, do you have citations?
Citations honoring Bob Grove, honoring Christopher Barnett.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. Senator Tim Kelly.
Madam President, I bring up reconsideration on SCR 15 at this time.
CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 15, rules relating to alcohol-related birth defects awareness weeks, before the Senate on reconsideration.
So debate. Ready for the question? Shall committee substitute Senate Concurrent Resolution 15, rules pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Concurrent Resolution 15, rules has passed the Senate on reconsideration. The vote was 20 yeas and 0 nays. Senator Mackey. Senate will stand. Senate, please come to order. Back to order. Senator Mackey.
I'd like to reconsideration of SGR 27 at this time.
Senate Joint Resolution number 27 amended, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to revisions of the state constitution and providing that a court may not change language of a proposed constitutional amendment or a revision, before the Senate on reconsideration.
Debate.
Question.
Senator Halpern.
Thank you, Madam President. I didn't speak on this yesterday, and I appreciated the debate, but I'm sad that we find ourselves having to reverse the court on an issue like this. The standard they created is subjective and unworkable. I think there are things that would represent a major deviation from the direction of the rest of the Constitution that shouldn't be allowed. But the standard they've created here isn't it. It doesn't work, and it needs to be reversed.
For the debate, are we ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 27 amended pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. If all members voted, Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Senate Joint Resolution 27 amended has passed the Senate on reconsideration. The vote was 15 yeas and 5 nays. That brings us to unfinished business. Madam Secretary, would you please read the third conference committee report for Senate Bill 101?
The report dated January 13, the third conference committee considered CS for Senate Bill number 101, Finance amended, and House CS for Senate Bill number 101, Finance. It recommends that the third conference committee substitute for Senate Bill number 101, an act relating to disasters and to the Disaster Relief Fund, be adopted. Signing the report, Senator Pierce, Chair, Senators Pete Kelly and Elton, Representative Porter, Chair, Representatives Mulder and Berkowitz.
Senator Mackey.
I move that the Senate adopt the third conference committee report for conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 101, third conference committee.
Is there debate? Anybody who debates has to be on the next conference committee. Senator Hoffman.
Well, all I have to say is it seems as though this bill has gone through a disastrous process, and are we sure we want to do this?
Senator Taylor.
I appreciate a brief explanation by whoever sat on the conference committee that might be able to explain the changes.
Senator Miller. Senator Miller. We can stand at ease. Senator Miller can't explain it, but we can stand at ease. We'll stand at ease. Come back to order. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. Basically, what the third conference committee report did, it kept everything that was in the second conference committee, but it did insert page 3, lines 10 through 12, which basically allowed the presiding officers to agree that a special session would not need it to be convened. Basically, it reinserted the language that was accidentally dropped out of the second conference committee. So basically, we're going back to the language that is currently in statute but would have been dropped out had the second conference committee report been adopted.
Senator Taylor, do you understand it now? Senator Mackey.
And I wasn't on the conference committee, nor do I want to be on a fourth. But it is important to note that that change would have required us to go into special session every single time there's any kind of a disaster in the state. And that in itself would be a disaster.
For the debate, are we ready for the question? The question is, shall the conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 101, third conference committee, be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Senator Donnelly, Senator Green, Senator Helper. All members voted. Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record the roll. The third conference committee report, being conference committee substitute Senate Bill 101, third conference committee, has been adopted. The vote was 15 yeas and 5 nays. Is there further unfinished business? Senator Mackey.
I'm going to call the Senate tomorrow for state and personal business.
No objection. Senator Mackey will be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow. Further unfinished business? Announce Senator Tim Kelly.
Madam President, it is my honor to introduce yet another young Alaskan that has joined us to begin his career in public service today. And his name is Jack McKinnon, and he graduated from Juneau Douglas High last year. He's a lifelong Juneauite. His interests include mountain biking and skiing. He's currently attending classes at the University of Alaska Southeast and plans to go on to college and study engineering beginning next year. So, Jack, welcome to the Senate.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like permission, Madam President, to speak about LIOs.
Hearing no objection, Senator Lincoln, you have the floor.
Thank you. I felt rather badly yesterday when I left the session and had just introduced five of the LIO directors in my district and heard a number of others that were introduced, and then today seeing one more from the Fairbanks LIO office here and not really speaking about them. And I just want to real briefly say how much I appreciate the staff from the LIOs, whether they're in my district or not. There are unsung heroes, I believe. They certainly are the front line to each of our districts, and I know that they answer a lot of questions that from constituents that might otherwise end up having to call our office. And I know they refer a lot of individuals to various agencies and organizations. They set up meetings for individuals, and I know that on occasion, and I'm pleased to say it has been just occasionally, they will get an irate constituent of ours in their office, and they handle that. And I just so appreciate all they do, and I just felt that it was important for us all to recognize truly the unsung heroes in the LIO offices, and I'd like to give them a round of applause.
Well said, Senator Lincoln. Senator Ward, were you seeking the floor?
Yes, I'd like to have permission of the body, Madam President, to speak upon government-to-government relations.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ward, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. A person that I have known actually for quite a while passed away a few days ago. He's a brother of a former representative, Ivan. Owen passed away 2 days ago on a snowmobile accident. And I'd just like to give the background a little bit for the body here. About a decade ago, I was involved with United Tribes of Alaska, which were encouraging those lands that were Indian country in Alaska to have a government-to-government relation. And at that time, I met Owen. He represented not only that, but other sovereignty movements in Geneva, as well as in Greenland, and fought for subsistence and for one thing that we totally agreed on. We never got to vote on a lot of things in December the 18th, 1971, but he has passed away. I talked to Ivan, brother, and they said that they will probably have the funeral today in Akiak, and for those that that knew Ivan R.'s brother, I just want everybody to be aware of it, and not only the Native community that he represented, but for all people that understand and appreciate and strive for the sovereign rights of the individuals, he's a true Alaskan, a true friend, and he will be missed.
Thank you, Senator Ward. Further special orders? Senator Mack.
We're adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
We're adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.